Chapter 12. Roster.
If Wiggins the one, then let's get him to Eros.
He's not ready for command school yet. It's premature.
Then we have to go with one of the alternates.
That's your decision.
Our decision. What do we have to go on but what you tell us?
I've told you about those older boys, too. You have the same data I have.
Do we have all of it?
Do you want all of it?
Do we have the data on all the children with scores and evaluations at such a high level?
No.
Why not?
Some of them are disqualified for various reasons.
Disqualified by whom?
By me.
On what grounds?
One of them is borderline insane, for instance. We're trying to find some structure in which his abilities will be useful. But he could not possibly bear the weight of complete command.
That's one.
Another is undergoing surgery to correct a physical defect.
Is it a defect that limits his ability to command?
It limits his ability to be trained to command.
But it's being fixed.
He's about to have his third operation. If it works, he might amount to something. But as you say, there won't be time.
How many more children have you concealed from us?
I have concealed none of them. If you mean how many have I simply not referred to you as potential commanders, the answer is all of them. Except the ones whose names you already have.
Let me be blunt. We hear rumors about a very young one.
They're all young.
We hear rumors about a child who makes the Wigan boy look slow.
They all have their different strengths.
There are those who want you relieved of your command.
If I'm not to be allowed to select and train these kids properly, I'd prefer to be relieved, sir. Consider this a request.
So it was a stupid threat. Advance them all as quickly as you can. Just keep in mind that they need a certain amount of time in command school, too. It does us no good to give them all your training if they don't have time to get ours.
Dymac met Graf in the battle room control center. Graf conducted all his secure meetings here until they could be sure Bean had grown enough that he couldn't get through the ducts. The battle rooms had their own separate air systems. Graf had an essay on his desk display. Have you read this? Problems in campaigning between solar systems separated by light years. It's been circulating pretty widely among the faculty. But it isn't signed, said Graf. You don't happen to know who wrote it, do you?
No, sir. Did you write it?
I'm no scholar, Dymac, you know that. In fact, this was written by a student.
At command school?
A student here. At that moment, Dymac understood why he had been called in.
Bean.
6 years old. The paper reads like a work of scholarship.
I should have guessed. He picks up the voice of the strategists he's been reading, or their translators, though I don't know what will happen now that he's been reading Frederick and Bulow in the original, French and German. He inhales languages and breathes them back out.
What did you think of this paper?
You already know it's killing me to keep key information from this boy. If he can write this with what he knows, what would happen if we told him everything? Colonel Graf, why can't we promote him right out of battle school, set him loose as a theorist, and then watch what he spits out?
Our job isn't to find theorists here. It's too late for theory anyway.
I just think, look, a kid so small, who'd follow him? He's being wasted here. But when he writes, nobody knows how little he is. Nobody knows how young he is.
I see your point, but we're not going to breach security, period.
Isn't he already a grave security risk?
The mouse who scutters through the ducts?
No, I think he's grown too big for that. He doesn't do those sidearm push-ups anymore.
I thought the security risk came from the fact that he guessed that an offensive fleet had been launched generations ago. So why were we still training children for command? From analysis of his papers, from his activities when he signs on as a teacher, we think he's got a theory and it's wonderfully wrong. But he believes his false theory only because he doesn't know about the Ansible. Do you understand? Because that's the main thing we'd have to tell him about, isn't it?
Of course.
So you see, that's the one thing we can't tell him.
What is his theory?
That we're assembling children here in preparation for a war between nations, or between nations and the IF, a landslide war back on Earth.
Why would we take the kids into space to prepare for a war on Earth? Think just a minute, and you'll get it. Because when we've licked the Formix, there probably will be a little landside conflict, and all the talented commanders, the IF would already have them. You see, we can't have this kid publishing, not even within the IF. Not everybody has given up loyalty to groups on Earth. So why did you call me in? Because I do want to use him. We aren't running the war here, but we are running a school. Did you read his paper about the ineffectiveness of using officers as teachers? Yes, I felt slapped. Now, this time he's mostly wrong, because he has no way of knowing how non-traditional our recruitment of faculty has always been. But he may also be a little bit right, because our system of testing for officer potential was designed to produce candidates with the traits identified in the most highly regarded officers in the second invasion. Hi-ho. You see? Some of the highly regarded were officers who performed well in battle, but the war was too short to weed out the deadwood. The officers they tested included just the kind of people he criticized in his paper. So he had the wrong reason, but the right result. Absolutely. It gives us little pricks like Bonzo Madrid. You've known officers like him, haven't you? So why should we be surprised that our tests give him command of an army, even though he has no idea what to do with it? All the vanity and all the stupidity of Custer or Hooker or, hell, pick your own vain incompetent. It's the most common kind of general officer. May I quote you? I'll deny it. The thing is, Bean has been studying the dossiers of all the other students. We think he's evaluating them for loyalty to their native identity group and also for their excellence as commanders. By his standards of excellence.